My name is Marie Salazar, and I'm talking with Sue Gibson. We're here in Boone County, Kentucky. Today's date is April the 25th. Are you agreeable to being interviewed on tape, Sue?
Yes, I am.
Just to set my record straight, Sue, would you please spell your full name?
Norma, N-O-R-M-A, Sue, S-U-E, Gibson, G-I-B-S-O-N.
And your husband's name, Sue?
William Stanley. William, W-I-L-L-I-A-M, and Stanley, S-T-A-N-L-E-Y, Gibson, and he is a junior.
Junior, okay. What, do you work, Sue?
I work part-time at Fabric Circle right now. In the past, I've just worked here at the farm.
And how about your husband? Does he have a job outside of the farm?
Well, other than the dairy farm, he drives a school bus. He's been driving it 30 years.
For 30 years? Oh, my.
A long time.
A long time. And how long have you lived here on the farm?
29 years.
29 years?
Mm-hmm.
Where did you live before?
At Devon, Kentucky. South of Florence on 25.
This is your actual address here is?
Route 2 Walton.
Route 2 Walton?
Mm-hmm.
In Boone County.
In Boone County.
And part of Walton is in Kenton County?
The outskirts.
The outskirts?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Southern outskirts.
Are your parents living, Sue?
No, they're both gone.
And where were they from?
My mother was from Greenup County. And my father was born in Red Hook, New York. But his father and mother lived at Devon also, in the house where I was born. And when she got ready to have her baby, she went back home and then came back to Kentucky when Dad was about 6 months old.
Oh, I see.
We're an old Boone County family.
What were their names, your parents' names, Sue?
My mother was Nellie Johnson, and my father was Gerald, with a J, Wellington Dixon.
How old are you, Sue, if you don't mind my asking?
I'm 50.
And your birthday?
April the 18th.
April the 18th?
1933.
And where did you go to school?
I went to grade school at Florence Elementary School. I went to high school at Simon Kenton. And then at the time after graduation, I went to work in Cincinnati for Willis Music Company. I was a stenographer. And then I started going to college part-time at night. And I didn't finish one semester. I was working all day and going to school four nights a week. And I lasted until Christmas. And that time, semester was over in January. So that's always been a regret.
Where did you learn to quilt?
Seems like I've always quilted. My father's mother particularly, or my father's family all quilted. And then my mother quilted. And it was just something I grew up with. I pieced doll quilts. The first full-size quilt I pieced, I completed it and threw it away.
You threw it away?
I threw it away.
Why?
I thought it was terrible. I really did. I didn't quilt it. I pieced it and then threw it away.
How old were you when you started to quilt? Was this?
You mean that one?
Uh-huh.
I was in my teens.
In your teens?
Mm-hmm.
Had you quilted before that or?
Not really, just
the
doll quilts.
Doll quilts?
Mm-hmm.
Who taught you to quilt?
I guess Grandma, maybe. My Grandma Dixon.
What were the some of the quilt patterns that you used when you were learning to quilt?
The one I threw away was a bow tie.
A bow tie?
That I had a nine patch in my hope chest that I did after that, and then like four patches I had done when I was doing doll quilts, things like that.
I know you have another bow tie so you probably were happier with the one that you made.
Truly. You learn a lot.
You were talking about your other members of the family that quilted. Were there any men in your family or your husband's family or
no
family that quilted?
Mm-mm.
Are there any periods, or have there ever been periods in your life when you've been too busy to quilt?
Yes, because I haven't quilted the last 2 years. I've worked on piecing, but I haven't actually quilted a quilt the last 2 years. And before that, I'd do one a year anyway. If it wasn't for me, I would do it for someone else.
About how many quilts have you made since you started?
Since I threw the one away?
Uh-huh.
We have one on our bed now. And my mother and father's home burned in 66, I guess. And she lost all of her things. So I pieced a flower garden for her, and a church group quilted it. And our younger son has a quilt on his bed that I pieced. And I have three in my hope chest now, and one that one of my sons has. So that's the total
right now.
Sounds
like you've been busy. How much time do you spend quilting when you have the time?
Well, it's kind of like an addiction. You get started and you don't want to quit. And since we built this new area out here, we can put the quilt frames up here in the kitchen, so it's warm all winter long, and I have the light, and I'll spend 4, 5, 6 hours a day quilting.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Particularly in the winter. Yeah, summertime, no, but wintertime.
In the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And you like to quilt here in the kitchen?
Very much.
Is there any particular time of the day when you like to quilt?
All day.
All day. Where do you get your quilt designs? From books or?
Well, I enjoy going to quilt shows and seeing what they have, and they give me ideas. I subscribe to 2 quilt magazines, Quilters Newsletter and Quilt World, and then I always watch the newsstands for Lady Circle Quilt magazine, and I have every one I've ever bought, except one. I let a girl borrow it that's working on Around the World, and she has one of my Lady Circle magazines.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. She's one of my daughter's friends, and they both started a quilt, and so she still has that magazine, but she knows she has it.
You don't let her forget.
No, I don't let her forget. I want to keep those. I often wonder what will be done with them when something happens to me, because I do want them to be cared for. You know, I want them to mean something to whoever gets them someday.
Is there anybody in your family who shares your interest?
Not unless it might be my daughter-in-law. I showed you a quilt a while ago that she had done from denim, but I don't know whether that'll develop into anything more interesting than that or not.
How many children do you have, Sue?
Have four.
Four?
One daughter and 3 sons.
Are they all married?
No. The 2 middle sons are married.
And what are their names?
Franklin and Chuck. Charles William and Thomas Franklin.
And how about the other 2 who aren't married? What are their names?
Rebecca Ann is the older of the 4 children. She'll be 28 in July. And Brady Edward is the youngest, and he'll be 23 in November.
Which do you find most satisfying, piecing quilts or quilting?
The most satisfying? I honestly don't know. I enjoy both of them. I think the colors are fascinating. You can change colors and do so many things with them. It just fascinates me. You can take the same pattern and change the colors and have an altogether different look. I don't know.
Do you applique?
Mm-hmm. The Dutch doll I did for my daughter is applique.
Which, do you like piecing or do you like applique, or that's a difficult decision also?
Right. I like the piecing, but applique I think is faster.
Do you really?
I really do.
Do you piece by machine or do
no,
you?
No.
You do all by hand?
All by hand.
Everything by hand.
Mm-hmm. Machine is a dirty word.
Why is that?
I just believe in doing the whole thing by hand.
The whole thing by hand. Mm-hmm. Did you ever participate in a quilting bee?
Mm-hmm.
Where and what?
Well,
did
now
you
say
about
a quilting bee. I used to go, well, years ago we attended the Independence Christian Church, and they quilt every Wednesday. And I used to go and quilt with them until I started work.
Is that where you still go to church, or do you?
No, we attend church at the Walton Christian Church now. That Independence is family.
It's family.
It's family.
Is there a difference between a quilting bee or, and a quilting party? Have you ever heard of a quilting party?
Not really. I've heard of the quilting bees forever, it seems like. But, I don't know.
You mentioned these people at the Independence Christian Church that you quilted with as being family in the literal sense, or?
Yes, both ways.
Both ways?
My husband's aunt has quilted there for probably over 50 years, and she's 86 today and still quilting. She'll be there Wednesday. My mother-in-law quilts there. My husband's grandmother used to quilt there until she passed away. And it's just a close-knit group over there. The other ladies that come, now they've even gotten other ladies from other churches that come and quilt with them. And it's just a general good fellowship.
About how many women would you say come on the average?
I would say 10 to 12 because they have two quilts. They start out with just one quilt in one room, and now they have enough ladies come that they have two quilts in two rooms. And if there's not room at the frame today in this room, you go in the other room until you turn it and have time to quilt someplace else.
Do they spend most of the day there or?
All day.
All day.
Aunt Mary usually gets there at 8 o'clock in the morning, and they bring a sack lunch with them, and they make a pot of coffee there and stay until about 3 or 3:30 and go home.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
It is.
Does it take them, how long does it take them to finish a quilt?
Well, I honestly don't know. I think in a lot of ways quilting is changing, or it has there. A lot of people want less quilting done now than they used to. Like, for instance, on a quilt that has diamonds in it, or Lone Star, instead of going around each one of those diamonds, now they're only going down two sides of the diamond.
Oh, I see.
And I don't know if it's because of the cost, because they did raise their price, but it still works out like maybe 10 cents an hour. It's ridiculous.
So the quilts that they are quilting on are for other people.
Right.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
They've had two quilt shows over there that I've participated in. They didn't have one last year because they didn't figure they had enough new quilts to show. But they would have all kinds, old, new, counterpanes, everything.
Really?
Really. And we'd have like 70 or 80 quilts there, and we'd spread them over the pew, and they have a balcony, and we'd hang them from the balcony. And they would serve a light lunch, and people would come see their quilts.
So this is open to the public?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to let me know when that is.
Okay.
Have you ever heard the term Kentucky quilt? Or do you think there's any such thing as a Kentucky quilt?
Well, I imagine there is, because different designs relate to Kentucky in different ways. And I have begun thinking about, I would like to piece a sampler. And I thought I would go through my books and see what I could find that related to Kentucky and use those blocks, whether they be appliqué or pieced, and that would be a Kentucky quilt. So I imagine there is such a thing.
In talking about the designs that relate to Kentucky, which ones in particular are you thinking about?
Offhand, I don't know. I would think the log cabin would be one. But I don't know.
Clay's choice, maybe?
Probably, sure.
So you just have to...
you kind of caught me unaware on that one. I would just have to take time and look.
That would be very interesting. Mm-hmm.
It really would.
Have you ever taught anyone else to quilt?
Mm-hmm. I'm active in Boone County Homemakers. And we've had quilt classes before that I taught, and we've had special interest classes, and we had a night class here at Walton 2 years ago, I guess, and I taught that. And the one I taught, the block that I taught at that class was the honeybee. And that way they had the patchwork plus the applique. And I guess there must have been a dozen ladies at that lesson. And we met 3 weeks, I believe, on that. And some of them had never even sewn before, much less tried to piece a block. And we just did enough to make a pillow top.
Do you enjoy teaching quilting?
Very much.
Very much?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any quilt books? I know you mentioned Quilters Newsletter and Ladies Circle Patchwork. Do you have any quilt books?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the title of the book?
No.
Do you have more than one?
Yes. The one I have is from the University Press. I think this was titled Kentucky Quilts, maybe.
I think I know the one you're talking about. A small blue
mm-hmm.
book?
Uh-huh. Small blue book. And I have another hardback book that I bought at a bookstore several years ago, but right now I couldn't tell you what the name of it is.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But I do, I keep them. In fact, I have one magazine in here. One of my friends from the Walton Christian Church, her mother passed away, and she had been a quilter. And when they cleaned out her home, there was all these patches and fabric and books and patterns and so forth. And I think it's a lady something. I don't know what. But the magazine's from the 30s. I'll show that to you before you go home.
Okay. I'd like to see that. Do you prefer one quilt magazine over another?
I like the Quilter's Newsletter and the Lady Circle better than the Quilt World. I don't know why, but I do.
Do you ever take any patterns from these magazines?
Mm-hmm. And I don't remember. I have, but I couldn't tell you what offhand.
How long have you mentioned that you have all of these magazines?
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been taking or subscribing?
Several years.
Several years.
I have a rack about 2 foot long of magazines.
Oh my.
Mm-hmm. And, I have a friend in Homemakers that brought 3 magazines, I think, or 4, to club one day, and she didn't want them anymore, and I asked if I could have them. So I have those added to my collection, too. They were old quilt newsletters. And every month, you know, they have their little ads in the back, we'll trade or we'll buy or whatever. And I think, gosh, I wouldn't trade mine for anything.
Do men quilt?
Mm-hmm. In my job down in Fabric Circle, there is several colored families in Walton. And this one particular family, the mother-in-law and daughter-in-law was in at the store, and I asked about the son. And he's been unemployed for 14 months. And I asked what he was doing, and they said he was quilting.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. He is, I guess, in his early 30s. And a big, strong young man that you wouldn't think about doing needlework particularly, but that's what he's doing now.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen a quilt done by a man?
Not before last Friday night.
Can you tell us a little bit about the quilts that you saw?
Okay, last Friday night?
Right.
Your Licking Valley Quilters Society. Society?
Licking Valley Quilters.
Licking Valley Quilters had a program at the Carnegie Arts Center, and Mr. Paul McDade was your speaker. Thoroughly fascinating. His quilts were lovely. Enjoyed it tremendously.
What type of quilts did he have, Sue?
Mostly applique. And after seeing his quilt, to me, there is a lot of quilting, but there is still less work to an applique quilt, I think, than a patchwork. That's my idea, anyway.
Mm-hmm. Do men quilt any differently from women? Do you think they do?
You know, they say that chefs, the great chefs, are men, and that they take more chances or are more creative, maybe, than the ladies. And this Mr. McCade, I think he certainly showed that. I thought he was very creative.
Which particular quilt that he had did you like the most?
The most.
Or the best?
The best. The one that really sticks in my mind, maybe, is the, what, Daddy Heck? Is that what he called it?
Yes.
And I thought it was lovely. I enjoyed seeing the tops that he had applique that weren't quilted yet, too, because in the back of my mind, I think, why can't I do that? The one with the cart and his father and the street scene, you
mm-hmm.
know? Sometimes I think, well, if we ever have grandchildren, maybe I can do something with my husband and the farm and the tractors
mm-hmm.
and animals, things like this. But I think everything you see like that, you get an idea.
Right.
Too many ideas.
Too many. What do you do with your finished quilt?
Well, the quilts that I have finished of my own, each one of them really has a place to go. It is a goal in my life to make a patchwork, an applique, an embroidered quilt for each of my four children. So that's what I'm working on. So they each have a place to go.
And how many of those do you have finished? It's quite an ambitious undertaking.
Three are completed. Chuck has his. Franklin's is finished, but he hasn't taken it yet. And Becky's is still here, because she's still here. And I'm not half done on his yet.
Do you ever quilt for other people?
I made Ed a promise that I wouldn't quilt any more for anyone else until I had these done for them. Because I really was spending more time quilting for others, and my kids were getting left in the way. So I really made that promise.
So you've never sold any of your quilts?
No, I've never sold any.
What do you do with old quilts when they begin to wear out?
Well, we have one quilt. Chuck has it now, my grandmother piece. And it was very badly worn. And we made a new top for it. And he took it to college with him, and then he has it at his home now. But it was just like 4x4-inch blocks that was tied. It really wasn't preserved like maybe it should have been.
Maybe it was something that a lot of quilts maybe are meant to be used, and some
mm-hmm.
are more
Right. It was very used.
Have you ever entered a quilt in a show or contest?
Mm-hmm. The Dutch doll that I have that belongs to Becky, I entered it in the Boone County Fair, and then the homemakers have a cultural arts contest, and I entered it in there, and one in our county and one in the area, and sent it to state and didn't win down there.
Has there been any change in people's attitude about quilting?
I think people are quilting today that never even thought about it 10 years ago. At the store, ladies come in now and they'll buy a half a yard of this and a half a yard of that, and you don't have to watch very long before you know what's going to happen to those half yards. And young girls are baby things. They're making baby quilts or things like this. Pillow tops. Well, I think a lot of quilted pillow tops now.
Why do you think people are quilting more now than...
I don't know. Maybe it's the times and going so fast, they want to slow down. Because I think quilting is a slowing process. You can work and think and meditate. You can have all kinds of good ideas while you're quilting. Peaceful thoughts. I think it's just a comforting time.
What is the value of quilting? I know you mentioned it's such a peaceful time. Is there anything else that you think is...
about the quilt? I think it's just a great heritage to leave to your family. I hope they mean as much to them as it does to me.
Did quilts always mean this much to you, Sue?
I think so. I told you a while ago about my aunt cleaning this little room, and I always wanted that quilt. And so every spring when she would clean, I was always there bugging her, saying, "Hey, Jen, can I have that someday?" And someday came.
And this little room was just filled with quilts?
No, she had an antique bed in there that had the rope, I don't know, you don't say springs, but maybe you could say it's a rope quilt, four-poster thing. And in the back porch where she would air all these things before she put them away, there was a loom there where they made the old rugs. Mm-hmm. And so there was the spools of the thread that they used to make those rugs, and old false teeth, old guns. It was ridiculous, everything that she kept. But it was a pleasure to watch her go through it.
Especially as a child, I imagine you were mm-hmm. fascinated.
It was really fascinating.
And the quilt that you always wanted, can you tell us a little bit about the quilt?
Well, it's square. It's velvet. There are some pieces that aren't velvet. Most of it is velvet. I think it's very well preserved for the date on it. It is dated and has the initials of my aunt, Mary Frances Dixon, and the date is 1886. It has a lot of embroidery on it, beautiful embroidery, ferns, flowers, you know, things like that. Marie noticed a while ago maybe some initials even on this quilt. I don't know whether they're initials or a design. And it has a little twisted cording around it that has three little loops on each corner. Wouldn't take anything in the world for that quilt.
What makes a good quilt stitch?
A good quilt stitch. I guess maybe uniformity as much as anything, or in my mind. Mr. McDade the other night was talking about what made up, what, 8 or 9 stitches an inch, whether it was up and down or just the top stitches or whatever. I don't honestly know. I know I can't get 9 stitches on top, but if you're counting up and down, I can. But I think maybe the uniformity of it would make it prettier than little ones here and larger ones there. And
when you're quilting, Sue, do you use a frame?
Uh-huh, it's a long frame. I had borrowed frames in the past, and then about 4 years ago, I guess, I mentioned the fact to a lady that I really would like to have my own. She says, my mother's going to sell hers. Would you like to have it? So I bought her a quilt frame, and her father had made it, so it's a very nice frame.
Do you think the materials used in quilting have changed?
A lot. I have pieced quilts that I have used the polyester and cotton combination in, and I wonder sometimes how they will last. I guess they'll last because my husband's work shirts get to be threadbare and they still don't tear. So I would imagine those will last. The color seems to stay bright, but yet now I'm just going back trying to stick with my cotton. I don't honestly know why. It's what I'm doing.
Do you use the cotton for applique, or do you use the polyester cotton, the blend?
On Becky's Dutch doll quilt, it was a blend.
It was a blend.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever embroidered on your quilt?
Mm-hmm. On her Dutch doll. Each hat was a solid color to coordinate with the doll's dress, and there is a ribbon with a spray of flowers on each hat.
Have you ever done any cross stitch?
Mm-hmm. I did one cross stitch quilt, and again, it stemmed from this Independence Church group that they had one in the frame, and they wanted me to come see, and this was before I started quilting with them, and I fell in love with it. It was an early American sampler, and so I did it, and it's quilted and waiting for somebody.
You haven't decided which of your children
I use it as a spread on my bed right now.
Do you think you'll the quilts that you're going to give to your children, do you think you will cross stitch?
I hope to do one for each of them.
Mm-hmm.
That'll probably be the last one I do.
Do you sign your quilts?
Yes, I do.
How do you sign them?
On each one of the quilts, I'll backstep a little bit. When my mother and dad's home burned, she had quilts that she had planned to give to my brothers, but they burned. So I don't want this to happen to mine, or, you know, something to happen to me, and they'll say, well, Mom wanted me to have this. Well, how do you know Mom wanted you to have that? So each one of them, I am putting their initials on there in addition to mine, and then the date that I completed it. So nobody can say, that's mine, because it's got your name on it.
That's a good idea.
I think the more that you can avoid hurt feelings, the better off you are. And if I say, this is your quilt, it's your quilt.
Do you ever make up your own designs?
Not really.
No? What is your favorite quilt pattern?
There's too many. I honestly don't know what would be a favorite. I like them all.
It's just too hard to choose.
Too hard to choose. A neighbor one time told me, she says, never make a quilt with a curved piece. Well, I have, and it wasn't that bad. I think you have to be more careful because of the bias and the stretching and so forth. But that's a challenge.
What colors do you find yourself using the most?
In the boys' quilts that I had, Chuck and Franklin's, they were joined with blue. Ed's quilt, it will be, it's a lone star and will be joined with the white, but it has his colors in it, not particularly mine. I would say blue would be the color I would enjoy most.
What quilts are you working on now?
The Lone Star for
it. The Lone Star?
Mm-hmm.
And you only work on one at a time?
No. I have a tumbling block start. And sometimes I see these medallion quilts and I think maybe I can make a medallion quilt out of that tumbling block instead of doing the whole thing that way. But it is blue chambray with a light blue and a dark blue chambray print. And it started. It has been started for several years.
For several years.
But that's all I have started, is the Lone Star and that one.
Do you make any baby quilts or pillow tops?
I've made pillow tops. I haven't had need of a baby quilt yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Did you get to see the Kentucky Quilt Project in Louisville?
Yes, I did. Thoroughly enjoyed that.
What did you enjoy most about it?
Not the one quilt that was chosen for the poster and the book. It may represent Kentucky quilts in some people's mind, but in mine it didn't. I enjoyed seeing the cemetery quilt, or I don't know if that's the name, graveyard quilt. I enjoyed seeing it because I had read about it. There was a crazy quilt that was velvet and had a whole lot of the effect of a stained glass quilt. I thought it was beautiful. I enjoyed all the quilts, but I just could not see the one representing Kentucky quilt.
So you really didn't have a favorite quilt?
No.
From the quilt project?
Oh, so many pretty ones. So much quilting. The one that was made from, I guess, drapery fabric. I think it was red and white. It was just an overall design. It wasn't piece, it was just this fabric that was quilted. I thought that was real different. The quilt that was pieced by a church group to make money. And some of them had the little tiny cording around the binding. I had never seen that done before. Things like this, thoroughly enjoyed.
Sounds like you really spent a lot of time.
Really? We called, well, there was two cars of us to go down and ended up only one. And I called a neighbor at 8:45. I said, we're going to Louisville to the quilt show. Would you like to go? And she says, when are you going? I said, in about 15 minutes. And she almost beat me to the church meeting to go. We thoroughly enjoyed it.